offensive than Mandingo. More shocking than Behind the Green Door. More erotic than Deep Throat.
Hi, this is Herb Katz, and welcome to Dial-A-Dork, the Cleveland radio home for nerds, geeks, and dorks. For the next hour, we'll take your calls about your crashed computer, your hung-up software, your level 17 paladin, or whatever geek-worthy topic you have in mind. Call us at 216-578-1300 and let the Dial-A-Dork community assist you. And now, here's your Cleveland dorks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Y'all ready for this? Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irving Katz. We are semi-live, half-dead here in my basement. It's going to be a hell of a show tonight. We've got a rollicking fine cast.
What the hell?
Yes.
We've got Dr. J, the science gay, James Schmidt.
Who is $135 richer.
That's right.
Ooh, thanks to
I am
several of your geniuses.
I am also $135 richer.
And thanks to Florida.
I could have been $190 richer if I just trusted my
pick Florida.
No, what I mean is
no.
I would have won the tiebreaker.
He had the tiebreaker tiebreaker that I read as total points scored, and Irv correctly read as point differential.
To give background in our bracket, it was run, and these two fine gentlemen ended up in a tie. However, there was a tiebreaker originally entered, but the software I used did not display it anywhere, so everyone forgot.
Well,
everyone.
If you had told me what my tiebreaker was, which was it turns out four.
Yes.
I definitely would have gone for the chop because I didn't think four was going to cut it.
But
not
it turns out, poor Dr. J.
I chose 147.
The over under.
Unfortunately, that
the
I,
total
that
points
worked.
Allowed. Yes.
Oh well.
Anyway, that you were hearing the dulcet tones of the nicknameless Russ Miller.
Yo yo.
And we are joined today by the last nameless Keith.
He wants to be K Dog.
K
Dog.
Okay, we are here with
into the mic, man.
We're here with K-hole, or, K-Dog.
K-hole. Oh, that's.
I am $0
What's
richer
the K-hole?
Today.
It's something to do with like cat tranquilizer or something. He needs. What
more.
Does he
just
need?
Just a little bit more on his mic.
Okay. Okay, we'll patch you up a little. Ooh, that's maybe a lot. Okay.
I was officially out of the tournament after round one, I think. So
you're that Keith, yes.
I'm that Keith.
Oh, wow. I thought that was JT.
West Virginia winning it all, I think. Something
West
like that.
Virginia
maybe.
Winning
no,
it all?
Hey, Darth Vader
that.
Over there.
Maybe
there
the
go.
Final game I had.
Okay, well, anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. There's things in the news. There's interesting websites. There's
the
funny
internet is for porn.
Yeah, there's funny
that
Google
was
videos.
Freaking awesome, dude!
Hilarious. There's
do
funny
we get
Google
out there
videos.
And put that on the show notes because that was the
oh,
best
yeah.
link ever.
Yes,
thank you,
Drew. Just go ahead and put both of those links on the show notes because they are really.
I'm
interesting.
I'm
kind of
gay for show tunes, so that's where I liked it. I'm not sure what you guys.
Oh yeah, dude, absolutely.
No, it's totally cool. It's totally cool. There's a great little video on was a Google video, I think, and
no, the first one. Well, the first one was from YouTube that somebody did. I think those are World of Warcraft characters. Is that right?
Oh, I see. This was a whole World of in honor of last week's show.
Killing me.
It was.
Yeah. Well, who's killing who?
Never mind. Sorry, who? I'm gonna talk router later. I'll let you know why you're killing me.
Uh oh,
I'm killing you.
Yeah.
Well, how am I killing you?
You want to know now?
Hey,
yeah. Let's do the World of Warcraft first.
No, all tell right. me why I'm killing you.
It's involved.
I want to do the Warcraft.
Does that have something to do with my home network?
Let's throw Warcraft.
We've taken a vote, and we'd like to stay on topic, asswipe.
So, all right,
so
fuck off.
For those of us who are not familiar with what you're talking about, are you saying that is there a connection between World of Warcraft characters and the internet is for porn?
Actually,
yes.
Yeah, somebody made a YouTube. You want to bring up the link and show them? Somebody made a YouTube, and we'll make sure we link to it from the show notes. And I got it off of a FARC thread that came from the other link. It actually hit the FARC page. It's old, but it hit the FARC main page yesterday. I'll give you the background of the initial thing first, which is apparently somebody died IRL, which means in real life, and they had a funeral for them or a memorial service for them in Worlds of Warcraft. Now, you know, maybe it sounds a little hokey, but I think it's still a nice thing to do. However, what they did was they had it on a server that is, I guess, player versus player or PvP. Basically, you can player kill on it. And they had it in what we would call a...
Yeah.
You have to turn your mic on to be heard.
You might as well.
Speaking monkey noises.
I know. So anyway, here's
well
how it works. Here's how it works. And I again, this is me just reading this recently. I guess they held this funeral. They posted that they were going to have this memorial service, and it's this one guild was going to have it, and it was in this area where it was very contested lands. So this other Serenity Now,
virtual
that's what
lands.
They called this. This group, this guild called Serenity Now, decided that they were going to crash the wedding and
not the wedding, kill, the funeral,
or the funeral,
funeral.
And the funeral and kill everybody, and they did, and it was. The video is hilarious. It's, I feel really bad for the people who are like really serious.
If I may just set the stage a little bit, they did it in a big in a lake on the shore of a lake in a frosted area like a
Valhalla,
a wood. It's like in a lake.
It looked
in the
really
of a frozen.
It was really pretty looking.
There's snow on the ground. Yeah, and what they did was somebody logged in on behalf of the dead guy who the dead players. The guy who died in real life,
but his fictional character,
they put this character standing right on the shore of the lake to kind of take a receiving line of players.
Yeah, and everybody lined
up. And so there's a big line going up this hill down towards this lake, and you see this line kind of forming. You see everyone patiently waiting, and it's a line of like 40 characters.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there.
And you see it cuts away, and you see coming. You know, you see this band of band of hard charging motherfuckers
to the
coming
yeah,
to this
level
great,
60
like,
characters.
To
yeah,
this Misfits music or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, it's the Misfits,
and they're just a bunch of ass kickers, total ass kickers, and they're coming up. And you see them just charging along, and then they go back to the serene, and it's playing like Ave Maria or something.
I think
and
it's
then,
Requiem.
Oh, you're right.
It's Mozart's
Requiem, right? So
now, how does something like this? Who is the director?
Well, the video. Here's
how
it gets put together. Here's how it gets put together. This group called Serenity Now is they're a guild, and you can go to serenity-now.org, I believe that's their website, and check it out. They have links to a real high quality version of it, and I guess they just screen capped it. They recorded it, and you know, like just took pictures and videoed the whole thing, and then edited it all together with like you know clips from different players' perspectives, because each one of the guys, I guess, had their thing running, and they were recording everything, and then they put all the video out, and somebody edited it all together and put the music to it.
So in order to make the video as good as it possibly could be, did they have some plants at the funeral?
Oh, yeah, that, exactly.
Funeral perspectives
exactly.
of
That's,
what was going on
exactly.
here?
They had one guy go up, and he kneels and bows and pays his respects, and he goes over, and he's standing in the line. He's making small talk with the people around him. He's waiting. And they show the whole group running, and like they're basically lying in ambush. He gets up to the guy's character. Finally gets to be his turn in line. He bows real deep, and then he fucking kills the guy. He PKs the guy, and everybody goes nuts. And they're like, "What the hell are you doing?" And they're all like sitting there in like the mourning robes, I guess, or whatever. Yeah. And all of a sudden, fire and fucking brimstone and lightning and all kinds of
there's
shit
like
come raining
spells,
out of the sky.
There's like lightning bolts
boom,
in the sky.
Boom,
like,
boom, boom.
Annihilating characters.
It is absolutely hilarious. It is fucking ridiculous. And I feel bad, but if you're going to have a funeral for a guy like that, you want to make sure you don't get fucked with. Have it somewhere that's not in the middle where people are trying
well,
to kill
you. Well, and here's the thing. It's like you better realize it. Whether you're in a virtual world or you're in the real world, there's always going to be assholes who are going to spoil your good time.
Exactly.
Pretty much. So, you know.
Exactly.
Look, even though you're in a virtual world, you're still dealing with human beings.
Nobody cares about your misery.
Exactly.
Nobody cares. So somebody.
Especially not 16-year-olds.
Right. Definitely not 16-year-olds.
At the beginning of this video, they have some quotes from like.
It's from their message boards.
Serenity Now message boards where people who were at the funeral, whatever. Responded and they're like, I hope your father has a heart attack, and somebody runs up naked and slaps everyone in the face and goes, "You're owned, you're owned, you're owned."
But it's in poor taste, but man, is it funny. Now I told you that story to tell you this one. So as I'm reading through the FARC site, the guy says, "If you like that video, you might also enjoy this video." And that's where I came across the link to this YouTube, which will also be linked out there, which is The Internet is for Porn.
Yeah. So you might hear it in the background right now.
Porn.
It's really funny.
It's very well done. I think those are Worlds of Warcraft characters as well. I'm not sure totally, but it's basically several people who got together and used their characters and used their little inflections and videotaped that, you know, recorded them, not videotaped them, but just taped them playing it and very
the song
funny.
Is actually pretty good. That's what I'm
the song is
a really good.
The song is unbelievably well written, and the music is well done. And I mean, I'm stunned. I'm stunned.
It's really good.
It is.
Really
it's fantastic.
Good.
And I thought for sure someone had already given that out to us, which is why I was like, hey, have we seen this before?
Well, I'm
but
just going to say.
I couldn't not forward
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but just think of all the quality porn you could have been browsing while you were taking the time to make this.
Why do you think I have a 19-inch monitor? I had that in one corner,
yeah.
And I had
a 19-inch
all
yeah.
No, I don't mean the time you took to view it. I mean the time that the people took to make it.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. That's right.
Betraying their principles.
Yes, betraying their actual principles.
And rendering the video is, you know. Clearly going to take a lot of clock cycles.
I agree.
So. All right, so that's very good.
Cock cycles.
I don't know.
All right,
cock cycles. All right, so that's good. Very good stuff.
So there's our that's our YWOW of the week.
Yeah, okay, those will be our YWOWs. They're not really. Well, how about serenity-now.org?
I'd say go and check them out.
That's probably a really good YWOW.
Yeah, if you play Worlds of Warcraft and you like being a complete dick, I'd say check them out.
So Tim, check it out.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tim,
is Tim? I didn't know Tim was a WoW player. Okay.
Well, didn't he ask us last week about?
Oh, his level 7.
The,
oh, that's right.
The
yeah.
righteousness.
I thought he was. I thought he was kidding.
Well,
I think he was taunting
us. I think he was taunting us.
Was he taunting us?
Nevertheless, he did write in with a couple of questions, and I think
he
can actually answer one of them.
We can help Tim.
All right. First of all,
the worst.
Tim writes, a guy I work with lives in a rural area outside of Ann Arbor. And is on dial-up right now. He says that his local cable company only offers cable modem internet access if he upgrades to digital cable, which he currently does not have and does not want, and that his phone company does not have his street wired for DSL. I guess it's too far from the CO.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right.
He's constantly saying how he hates being on dial-up, but he doesn't know of any other options. Is satellite a viable option, or is he just stuck with dial-up? Well, okay. I have several responses to this, and I'd like you all to pipe... jump in when you've got something to say. Here's the four scenarios that I see. Okay, here's the four scenarios.
Man on top, woman on bottom. Man in a sling, woman.
First of all, you're freaking cheap. If you just don't, why would you want that? Scenario
number one is you know
get fucking digital cable.
Get the goddamn digital cable. Spend the extra money.
You
if
know what?
Got it.
If it's that rule, it might be real expensive, but you know. Maybe he has to pay him. It might be
like
five
myself,
sheep. Who knows?
He may have DirecTV.
Yeah. He doesn't apparently have it. He has a cable company.
Okay, so the second option is, you can go with satellite. And satellite isn't bad, but it's expensive and there's lag.
Now, are you talking satellite as in DirecTV satellite?
Right. Yeah, you can actually get like broadband through satellite.
They've advertised that.
But if you go there now and you look at their website, they're basically just reselling for DSL companies.
Right, absolutely. And it's transmitted over satellite.
It may be DSL.
I think that it was in general. I think it failed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we know somebody.
Yeah, we worked with someone who had it in rural Minnesota.
That's right, rural Minnesota, and he couldn't live without it. But there was definitely...
Is that because he had no other choice?
Absolutely no other choice. But I do think it is possibly a service that may... If it's fading now, maybe literally gone.
Are uploads still over the phone line and just downloads are through the satellite?
Oh, that would
some
take
setups
forever.
Are like that. I believe what I saw advertised is that it's both-way satellite. However...
You'd have to buy a new dish for that, though.
There's all kinds of reasons it's bad.
Yeah.
Mostly that it takes a long time for a signal to go to a satellite back. Yeah. And that lag, they have a lot of neat caching algorithms to store your data in advance on their servers and get them to you as quick as they can. But that doesn't work for anything encrypted because you can't hold things in the middle on encrypted connections. So if you use a VPN to work, you're going to see insane lag. If you use SSL encrypted websites to do your credit card stuff, you're going to see lag. And if you ever do anything like SSH to Unix servers, it's going to be unusable.
So if you're doing any acronyms, really, you're fucked.
I think it's probably bad for gaming, too, because
so
I bet they can't cache that.
So that's
well.
Scenario
that's
two.
True.
Scenario one is just spend the goddamn money and get digital cable. Scenario two is experiment with satellite.
With DirecTV satellite.
We
satellite, DSL, or whatever
yeah.
it is. Three is just stick with what you have, which is dial-up, or maybe try one of those dial-up accelerator-type services and see how that works out for you. Hang on.
Boo.
And then four is, I don't know how rural your area is, but if one of your neighbors happens to have digital cable or have a good DSL connection or something like that, then what you could do is you could just kind of go behind the back of the ISP, violate the terms of service, but share his connection with
which
him.
Which we do not recommend or condone.
There you go.
Which we don't recommend or condone, but it would probably work. And the one way to go about it would be to go to the store and get yourself a couple of, and if you're in rural, it could be a distance problem, go get a couple of cantennas. If you have line of sight between the two houses.
Did someone actually suggest a Pringles can?
Well, it's they actually they sell them
originally
in the store
I
now
made,
called
I
the
know.
Cantenna, yeah. And it's
I
about
Pringles
50 bucks.
Cans.
And you can use them on both ends
to point them at each other.
To point them at each
link.
Other and create a link. But, you know, hey, you know what? You got to batten it down big time. If, you know, if you're out there in rural country and there's a lot of wind or whatever, you know, I don't know. I think they've got about a 40-degree or maybe a 20-degree or 40-degree arc.
What's oh, the okay. Texas symbol you're giving me?
That's my arc.
He's trying to
anyway,
trying to
so
hypnotize.
It's either get the digital cable, satellite, dial-up, or share a neighbor's connection. Or if he's not far away, less than maybe 100 feet away, you might even be able to, you know, get away with it,
share it
with
normally.
A couple of well-placed access points. Or
you also might want to consider moving.
I would say move. Yeah. Completely. Yeah. No,
I mean, that's probably your number one option right there.
What if you have – I know you can do it with a laptop, right? Can't you have like the satellite – it's not really a satellite. It's basically like running off a cell phone signal.
Cell phone,
could you,
internet.
I have cousins who do that. That's a great way to bring that up.
My brother-in-law, too. Yeah, my brother-in-law has got a laptop. Now this
scenario
sounds like –
Scenario 5. Scenario 5. That's scenario 5.
I mean, that's
okay.
Not necessarily
going to
be
that
much better. Scenario
4B.
Check
no.
Your cell phone service. If you're getting four
right.
Full on four bars, five bars, you're good.
Yeah.
But if you're getting one or two, it's going to be the same.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. But I know that that works. Plus, then you can use it wherever the hell you want to. You know, you can go downtown and
yeah,
use
it's
it.
Yeah, super cool, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to officially recommend that he bite the bullet and get the digital cable and not rely on anything else. Not rely on a neighbor, not rely on unproven technology.
I would go with the neighbor. I think if you have real.
Well, then you could go with the
cable.
Neighbor and
I mean,
then
you
could
kids and
share the cost.
I would suggest you kill your neighbor, assume his identity and his signal. No, that's not. That's
take
not
over
why.
His
yes.
Family,
yes.
Have sex with his wife.
Exactly.
And his livestock.
And his livestock and plunder the women and rape the cows.
I agree with you, James. That's an excellent idea. I know Verizon for sure. Does it? We
I,
were.
I thought you were talking about the kill his neighbor part.
Oh, I'm very, I was talking about
I'm
the cell
Verizon
phone.
For sure.
Yeah,
just raped a livestock,
exactly.
And that's how they got where they are today.
Kill the cows.
Yes. If you see any livestock that have been grazing around any of their cell towers, you'll know
they're very good. All right,
they can't reproduce.
I really think that.
So,
yeah. I don't know what.
I think those are the two best options: is the cell phone. Although I don't know, my God, how much he really wants to use the internet. Because if the cell phone is like uses up your call minutes, it doesn't. It
if
doesn't.
You have some kind of moral,
it's separate.
No, it doesn't. Moral objection to cable
or killing your neighbor.
Not a price objection. Maybe you want your own T1.
Whoa,
that's only $500 a month.
The only
$300 a month.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
it's symmetric.
Well, now here's something else you could
well
do: is you could
download the same.
You could talk to your neighbors and you could see if maybe like
community.
Five of them feel the same way.
That's
you could do a kind of like a fractional, or you'd all share you know, get a T1 for the neighborhood and all share it and have it at someone's house and. And then you'd like maybe run some kind
and
of wireless
thing.
And then
you have the key
thing.
Party. And then mm-hmm. What is the internet for?
Internet is for porn.
Internet is for
porn. Internet is for porn.
Tim, so that's it. I honestly think, though, if he should just get the digital cable or he just suffer. Because any of those other solutions are probably going to be inconsistent at best. So I say get digital cable and... Just quit being such a douche.
No.
Herb's advice
is
suffer.
I'm saying if you don't take my advice, you will suffer.
All right, so let me get this straight. So far, the advice we've given Tim is throw out your machine to bare bones and tell your friend to shut the fuck up and get what he doesn't want.
You know how
okay.
To attract new listeners.
Well, actually, Tim, if you could write back and give us a little bit more detail on what his specific objections to digital cable are. I mean, if is it like just significantly more expensive and then they tack on the internet service on top of that?
I bet he's got kids and he doesn't want to expose them.
Be like another
$80
you know
a
what?
Month?
You know what, though? It's
he's
not
homeschooling.
Like, oh, come on. Digital cable is, he lives in rural Ann Arbor. He just lives in a, he lives outside
rural
of
Ann Arbor.
That's, isn't that, it's Western
hippies
Michigan.
He's
exactly.
Got the weed farm surrounded by the corn.
What
good.
Is rural Ann Arbor? Ypsilanti?
I don't
where
even
is it
know.
On the name
you know what? We need to ask Standish. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we do.
We'll ask Standish.
All right, anyway, I say get the digital cable.
Fuck yeah,
also,
dude.
Tim was kind enough to point out that there was news today. Apple is offering a download so you can install Windows XP on the Intel-based Macs. And I think we knew that...
It's called Boot Camp.
Boot Camp. And we had talked about several weeks ago that Windows that Intel, that Apple was going to be moving to Intel, and that you were going to be able to install Windows software on your Apple hardware. I don't have any Apple hardware, and I don't have like $1,300 laying around to do like a lab.
$600 for the basic mini.
Yeah, I guess I could do a Mac. Are those Intel based now too?
They are.
Okay.
I was just looking at them today.
Well, it would be a fun experiment to see how well XP runs, because I do like XP.
I mean, unless you're talking about access to applications, there's no reason to do that. Yeah. If you have some application on the other platform, you can't live without.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Does VMware run on Apple?
What's the point? Unless XP is going to run your Mac apps that you bought the Mac for because you love those apps.
No, you have to be in one or the other. It boots into them.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, you know, I really don't know. I think it's probably for that rare individual who really likes the Windows software but really likes the Mac hardware.
I think it's for geeks.
Who's that?
I don't know. I said it's rare. I mean, I don't actually know
what
anyone.
What about games? I know games are supposedly not that great on Unix platforms. How about Macs? Do they not have World of Warcraft or something?
That's a good question. But then can you run VMware or anything like that on a Mac?
That's true. You could just do that.
So why don't you just do that instead? You don't even need the Intel hardware. Well, they're all going to have Intel hardware, so it doesn't make any difference. Okay. Speaking of these sort of services that we were talking about before, about Tim's buddy, a friend of my mom's has sent us an email wanting to know our take, pros and cons on Vonage or any of the other VoIP companies. Does anybody here actually have VoIP right now?
Sadly, no.
I do not.
I have a client. I have a couple of clients who do, but
I don't think it
myself.
Service-wise, it comes down to, do you do a lot of long distance?
Well, I've got a problem.
I don't do long distance.
I can't do it and keep my phone number because I have DSL. And if you keep
you
your DSL... Well, if I keep my... The problem is that if you need your phone number...
No, you don't. Speakeasy will do DSL without phone number.
They will.
I mean, I just looked into that this week as well.
Yeah, well, how much, though? It's like $70
it's
a month.
More.
And you get like
55.
8 fixed addresses. I don't need that shit.
It's 55 for, yeah, a fixed address.
I'm saying that I have this DSL service with SBC that I've been extremely happy with. It has gone down twice in 4 years. And
just
it's
like
just
your wife.
Rock.
Oh, I hope she's not listening.
Damn. I can guarantee
sorry,
she's
Dirty.
Out.
Wait a minute. Has she been talking to you? How the fuck did you know that?
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah. The point is, you fucker, man. I have no response whatsoever.
Do you mean down in price or down in service?
Damn, the new guy getting a zinger.
What?
I thought he meant your wife. Oh, okay.
No. I actually meant the DSL.
She actually went down in service and up in price, to be honest with you. I'm
trying to keep us on task.
Yeah, here we go. Thank you. Appreciate that. They have actually gone down in price consistently. It started out, when I first got it, it was like $44.99. It is now $19.99.
$4.
I just got the letter from them saying
$12.99.
Well, no, we're so kind that we're gonna your contract's up and we're gonna let you continue month to month for $34.95. To which I said, clearly you guys are smoking something. You think I don't know that I was paying much less than that?
Well, did you call them and say I'd rather just do a contract and?
Oh, I will.
No. Yeah, because I mean, every time I renew my contract, it goes down like $5
manner.
A month. So yeah, so I can't do Vonage or anything like that, but that's okay. I could do Skype or something.
I mean,
if
you
I
could.
To.
Oh, why couldn't you do Vonage?
Be doing Skype.
Well, Vonage,
going to jail.
If I want to keep my phone number,
I see.
If I want to keep my phone number,
which by the
which
way
I
is 216.
But if you want like a business line, you could do Vonage business for just your business line.
Yeah, I could, but I just use my home phone for my business line. I do a distinctive ring.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, how do you
distinctive
do that?
Ring.
Is that a phone service product? Or
yeah,
crazy with that stuff.
I have three phone numbers that come into this house, all on one phone line. One rings the regular ring.
Are you girl six?
I'm not. One rings one ring, one goes ring, 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 and one does a ring, 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 ring.
Tones.
It's cool, man.
So personal and business and
here, let's
mystery.
Let's see if I can.
Oh, my God.
One's facts, you fucks. Let's see if I can get one going here.
Oh, Tim wrote us back.
It's going to be really, really fucking exciting. I'm calling.
It's like watching flies
effect for
fuck.
Him. That's why he doesn't want digital cable.
You hear that?
Yes, it says 1, 2, 3. Oh, my God, it's Irv. Quickly, to the bat phone.
Isn't that exciting? Oops. Okay, anyway, so that's how that that goes. And I have software that interprets the different rings and decides what to do with it. If it hears the double ring, it answers it like a fax. And if it hears the triple ring, it answers it with voicemail. Isn't that cool? It's called Ventafax.
How much do you pay per line for that?
It's like $2.50 a month.
Wow, that's remarably reasonable. I would
yeah,
have thought.
It's pretty cool, actually. So you could actually have, you know, two lines so that, you know, like Kim or something could have like a business line or something like that.
You may have just said this and I wasn't listening, but do you have to have a special phone that can handle the multiple lines?
No,
it
sends, you know, it just changes like the voltage signature or whatever. Like it just sends a different signature that the phones can handle it.
They're
amazing.
As long as they're analog. Now I was looking into abandoning my phone number just this week because we use cell phones. Our voicemail at home tends to languish a little bit. So why not just go to cell? We get decent coverage there.
Yeah, SBC, you could do that.
As you said, will not, our local telephone and DSL provider will not let you do it.
No. Let you do what?
Let you get rid of your
telephone numberless DSL.
Yeah.
And in fact, they're kind of annoyed that I don't have long distance with them, too.
They really are. They called me up to tell me that I was wasting money and I should spend more money with them in some sort of convoluted long way. And the guy's like, well, I'm going to cancel this service. Now, can I get you to sign up for it? I was like, no, I don't think so. We're just going to use our cell phones. And he's like, oh, well, all right, talk to you later. That was it. I shot him down. I couldn't believe it.
The only Sprint offers DSL. I thought they might have a solution there.
They're patsies.
Well, look, my clients who have
wireless, but
there's a thing by RCA that you can actually compatible cell phones that you just plop the cell phone in this thing, and then it has the satellite phones all around your house. And you can just make calls through your cell phone that's plugged into this one base unit. That's pretty cool.
I just read about that recently.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet too. So I mean, you can definitely roll like that, but I don't know how you're going to do broadband. If you have cable, I think Vonage is a great way to go.
Absolutely.
And my clients who have it like it a lot. Okay. Plus, you can control certain things through their web. You know, there's like stuff on the router and stuff at their website. You can control things about your phone line, which is neat because then you don't have to.
I've only been on one call I know of being VoIP. Call, and it was because the guy was like cutting in and out and telling me it was because of his voice.
Now people have talked about there's 911 issues that they are not compliant, but what I read on Vonage's site today,
911 is a joke in your town.
And it's even worse sometimes with Vonage. Well, what happens is Vonage, you have to sign a document or you have to at least fill out a form
stating
with them.
You will not have any emergencies.
No,
I'm very careful.
Exactly. So if you're going to have Vonage, I suggest you
hand over the circle of square, or the circle of paper, and
that you have to fill out a form with them, and then they have to sort of coordinate with your local emergency services. So when you dial 911 through Vonage, it goes to them, and they kind of patch it back to your emergency services.
You actually use semaphore from the top of your roof, unless the emergency is you fell off your roof.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah.
I think they're still kind of working out some of the kinks there with the Vonage, but overall, I'd say it's actually surprisingly good. And if you've got an internet connection that you find is very stable and is up all the time, go for it.
Yeah.
And Vonage will give you the hardware for free,
Let's talk about what it's going to take an ordinary non-geek to get that service up and running. You need to change your phones out? Do you need to just plug something into your phone lines? I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know anything about the hardware.
I know you can run them straight through your computer, but that's no good. That's how the Skype thing works.
Who wants to go downstairs to their computer when the phone rings in the middle of the night?
Exactly. I know there's a way you can plug regular phones into devices, but I have some vision of like plugging just some device into your phone.
You
little system.
You guys are talking about how do you run phones throughout your house using the Vonage?
You got a whole new phone.
I think you have to have special phones.
You probably though I got to tell you though, you get those 5.8 gigahertz.
Do we look it up?
Uniden phones that you have the one base unit and then all the other ones are just satellite phones to it.
Oh yeah.
I recently got those at Office, not Staples, in fact, or Office Depot or something like that. I had no intention of buying them that day, but I walked in and they were $59.95 for the base. And each of these satellites for two of them, a two pack was $30. You got one buy one, get one free for $30. It was Peggy, like, done.
Peggy's responded. She says, so when someone has some good advice, please drop a line.
Peggy.
Once again, you don't know the whole point of Dialadork, do you? It's to waste an hour discussing your problem. Not solving it, discussing it.
Yes.
Incidentally, T-Dub does have some more information for us. I'm taking to calling Tim Orsell.
Yes.
T-Dub.
It's cost. It's straight up cost. The guy, Tim says... He doesn't want to upgrade to digital cable because of the cost. He's you know, middle aged.
I can't believe there's even a price bump. Like, they're going to phase out analog.
It's
cable
like it's like $10. It's probably like $10 plus they
but
probably
then
make
you got to pay for the internet on top of that.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's like $44 a month.
But if you got rid of your
dial up.
Yeah, and exactly. You again, the internet is for porn. You'd be amazed at how fast that shit streams down that digital cable pipeline.
He needs to ask himself is what is the time that he spends waiting for pages to load or waiting for emails to come down, what's that time worth to him? Is it worth $40 a month?
Word.
You know, probably. I mean, you know.
And it's not even
if he's
a
highly paid professional, his time's worth a lot.
It's $20 more a month if he's got AOL's dial-up, right? Because he's already paying $20-something for it. It's $20 more.
You pay $20, yeah.
You might as well pay $40 for something that's much, much better.
I totally agree. And he also, Tim gave us a little geography lesson that Ann Arbor is the next largest city west of Detroit. And yes, University of Michigan is there, and Ypsilanti is a suburb of Ann Arbor. I've actually got a good friend who lives in Ipsy.
How good can they be if they're from Michigan?
Exactly.
Well, you know,
strong
it's not their fault.
Point. Exactly.
Not their
we
fault.
Can't all be Buckeyes. Yeah. All right.
Well, no, actually, the funny thing is they're not Wolverine fans. They're Spartan fans.
Michigan State?
Yeah.
Yeah, they never did nothing to nobody. Okay.
Well, so pretty much they're pretty harmless.
Very good.
Nothing good or nothing bad?
Nothing. Well, there
nothing
you go.
Really.
Hey,
all.
Drew's got a boing boing link to a 1976 Sex Pistols video that he sent us in the middle of a show. Hey, you got it loading? Yeah. I'll clog Irv's pipeline too. Then 18 megs. Holy shit!
Yeah, but don't bring that down because we've got five people listening.
Yeah, dude.
Kill that.
All right. It's dead.
All right. So well. We'll watch it later. Post it somewhere.
Okay, she says, so when someone has some good advice, please drop a line about VoIP. Peggy, what I'm telling you is that, I tell you, VoIP is cool for your house, but you probably will have to upgrade your phones if you want to use it throughout your house. However, VoIP is probably really outstanding for business. If you're running an office and you guys use a T1 or something like that, you could probably... Yeah. Really, really, really slash
right.
your
the,
phone.
It's all about long distance, right?
And the long distance costs and all that kind of stuff. I say, you know, if you think it would be cool, go for it. You might if you have a cable modem, you can probably get your same phone number back.
Sure.
But if you're using DSL or something like that, you're probably going to lose your phone number. You're probably going to have to get a new phone number. So there's another con, I think.
True, true, true.
That's basically all I got. Oh, okay. Drew's got something about 911.
Is it still a joke in my town?
Oh, he says we already covered it.
We did cover it. I remembered us talking about it. But you know what? We don't have the same listeners from not only week to week. We covered it on Pearl Harbor Day. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I want to get physical with Dr. J.
Whoa, oh, God. Whoa. If this is about the zero-point energy, yeah.
Yeah, I want to know about that.
There's nothing physics-related in that.
Yeah, there really isn't. I mean, it's somebody trying to sell a book, man. It's somebody trying to sell you a bunch of books. It really is. Russ is right.
You're crazy.
All right, so I gotta
find it though. I gotta find it. I don't know
the
what the hell I did with it.
The internet is for porn.
Something for Dr. J. Here it is.
Yeah.
So it was something that I forget where the hell
look,
I saw.
Look,
this.
I'll explain zero point energy
it's
to
like
you.
It's like Chenier.org. C H E N I E R E .org. Chenier.org.
Why don't you send that link over to Drew?
You know all the hits. Drew's got it in his email.
And Russ is absolutely right. They should have the crazy tag or whatever. Anything that's just like mostly text and everything just centered on a long web page.
And then
crazy.
I realized the Dialadork is all centered.
What is? Well, I mean, there's not much to it. You know,
crazy.
To be perfectly honest.
Crazy for Purin Soronri.
Okay, so the question says, where does all the electromagnetic field energy and EM potential energy come from in the first place? From the vacuum
it's
all
just
around
born
us.
There.
It is just born there.
What is he talking about?
Well, I'll be happy to tell you if you'd let me. I would have been happy to tell you 5 minutes ago when I started to try and tell you and you cut me off. So anyway.
Dick. Dude, would you just
douchebag.
Tell us?
Douchebag. So, no, anyway, the zero-point energy is way out in space, in the vacuum of space. There's all these particles and antiparticles that kind of blink in and out of existence and then annihilate each other.
You're making that
and
up.
I'm not. I wish I was. And to teach it to you, I would have to remove a part of your brain and insert a computer chip. No. I don't think it's something
I don't think
it's something you can actually harvest, but apparently somebody else does, and they like it so much they want to sell you a book on it. And there's all kinds of fancy links that I didn't bother to follow because I was at work and I didn't want anybody associating me with whatever that crazy shit was. So my
this is the motionless electromagnetic generator, or MEG.
Yeah, I seen the picture of it. I ain't buying it. I ain't buying any of it.
It's totally.
I ain't buying any of it, dude. I'm sorry. I'm not buying any of it. And the, and if you'll also notice, there are four links to books that you can buy about their crazy ass shit. Again, Irv, I think you've been had.
I just found a really good.
I didn't buy the goddamn books, dude.
Go ahead. What are you going? Totally Russ is cackling. Here,
CNN.com is a story in its top stories.
Yeah.
Pregnant woman beaten at baby shower.
Oh God.
The lead is. An argument at a baby shower escalated into a brawl in which one man was shot and the pregnant guest of honor was beaten with a stick, police said.
That is the worst baby shower in history.
Well, you also didn't mention that the fight escalated over whether or not the woman gave a 5-year-old beer.
Ouch.
Who was on which side of that?
I don't know. It's like, you better give my son some beer. Yeah. I'll beat you with this here stick.
Exactly. That's an interesting question.
The argument could have gone either way.
Exactly.
Did she get beaten because she did or
how
didn't?
How dare you give my son some malt liquor? You know he can only drink light beer at
his
age.
That's right.
The hell's your problem?
I think Colt 45 is an excellent tool for getting your kids
works
to go
every
bed.
Time.
That's fantastic. That's right. It does work every time.
So you're saying this is all bunk.
I'm not only saying, I'm shouting there. From the top of the hills, and I'm pretty sure it's total fucking crap.
Okay. Well, I also read, fine, whatever. there was an interesting thing today. You ever seen those things? It says, like, all the different religions, and each one, they, like, use a phrase. They say a famous little saying over and over and over in different ways, like Buddhism was, what's the sound of shit happening? And
oh,
shit
yes.
happens. And yes. Rastafarianism is, let's yes. smoke this shit.
Yes,
and
yes.
So this guy did one with the number of the beast.
Okay.
And he has a whole bunch of different things. 666 is the number of the beast. 660 is the approximate number of the beast.
Oh, good.
66600 is the zip code of the beast. 665.95 is the retail price of the beast.
That's pretty good.
DCLXVI is the Roman numeral of the beast. The 666.0000 is the number of the high precision beast. 0.666 is the number of the millibeast.
Pretty good.
I heard 668 was the neighbor of the beast.
The neighbor of the beast.
That's right.
Excellent.
That's in here. 6.66 E3 is floating point of the beast. 10100110 is the binary of the beast.
Nice.
666 miles per hour is the speed limit of the beast. $6.99.25 is the price of the beast plus state sales tax. And $769.95 is price of the beast with all accessories and replacements sold. $656.66 is the price of the beast at Walmart. Route 666 is the way of the beast.
Oh, boy.
666 Fahrenheit is oven temperature for roast beast. Let's see. And there's 666 milligrams is recommended minimum daily requirement of beast. Blah. Lotus 666 is spreadsheet of the beast.
Oh, my God.
And you'll like this one, Russ. 665.9997856 is the number of the beast on a Pentium. Yeah, 668. 668 is the next door neighbor of the beast, and 333 is the semi-Christ. And however, at the end, the guy whose blog this is on says these are all moot. And why? Because according to religionnewsblog.com,
oh my God,
the beast's real mark has been devalued to 616. Because a fragment from the oldest surviving copy of the New Testament, dated to the 3rd century, gives the more mundane 616 as the mark of the Antichrist.
Oh, my God. There was a typo. They need a spell check.
That's right. So, I don't know. 616. What can I say? It's time to open up the 666 area code.
Hey, we got something back from T-Dub.
Oh, okay.
He said the guy doesn't even use much internet at home. He's just looking for something better if it's not that much more costly or more of a hassle. He actually stays after work for a half hour to do his web browsing. And he also says there are a great many Buckeyes in Michigan. He's from Toledo. He's a Buckeye. And he also thanks us for having better suggestions than last week's Ofer.
Oh, thank you.
At least one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, you never underestimate the bandwidth of a car full of CDs.
Never underestimate the bandwidth of a car full of CDs. I don't even know what to
do
with that.
60 miles per hour, one CD worth of data.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That's atrocious.
That's what they say in the backup world.
Is that
a
right?
Full of, tapes.
A car full of tapes. Nice.
I don't actually follow.
Okay, because you're driving along with all the data. Yes.
Probably actually, more quickly than you would actually be able
it's
to.
So, there's wow. so much data, even though it's not moving that fast.
I gotcha. Dude, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, imagine that all the CDs
can get. I got it.
There are ones and zeros, which in computer world contain.
I was going to say that if this guy has access to a computer that has a better internet connection, maybe what he should do is just dial up and maybe use like a remote desktop or PC Anywhere or something like that to this better computer. And just surf there.
Doesn't make any difference, does it? He's still got to get the information from his home.
Well, but
it'll
it's showing is a picture of what he's looking at, not bringing down the actual. You're right. It would probably still suck, but it's just an idea. God damn.
Irv.
Plus,
just
the better computer is at work. He doesn't want to. He wants to surf porn, and he can't do that by connecting to his work computer.
That's right.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough.
As the show is titled,
I've got a bunch of things of Flair.
I have a Flair too. I brought my wife's BlackBerry, but that's about it.
Oh really?
Yeah. She said, "Here, you can take this Flair."
What kind of model does she have?
I don't know. She has
you
this.
You have
one.
Your wife's okay. BlackBerry, and she has your banana in the.
I don't know what that
research
means.
Research
in motion.
Is that right?
Yeah, almost went down the tubes.
No kidding.
It was almost RIMDTD down the tubes.
RTFA. All right.
This is cool. These are great.
Yeah, it's a BlackBerry. All right. Probably you folks could see it. You'd be amazed. It's walking around the room. It just brought me a beer. It's unbelievable.
Woo, get one.
BlackBerry. But
that's nice.
She's like, and when we go to Tribe Games and it gets boring, we can surf the web. I'm like,
awesome.
Oh, great.
Can you watch YouTube?
Yeah, fantastic. Exactly.
All right, look, I want to show you my
new
piece
of Flair. I'm going to stream porn at the internet.
I want to show you my new piece of Flair from
that's a piece of paper.
This is, I ordered it.
Oh, really?
I'm getting this.
It's
the geek thing. It's
if you folks can
from
see
geeks.com. Time to thing differently. It was free with a 2-year service agreement. This thing is unbelievable. It's like it's about like 6 inches long. It's about like 3 inches wide. It's got like a screen, like a big screen, like
what
a PSP or something like. It's everything, man. Look at this.
It's goddamn
it's
everything.
It's a phone. It has a slide out keyboard. It's
a refrigerator.
Got FireWire. It's got a USB. It's got DVI, you can
give
surf,
model,
you can watch
it's
video.
It's free for what?
Give us a somewhere? Company.
No, hold on, here. It's the geeks.com thing. It's tri-band digital cellular phone, large, bright, integrated OLED, by the way, color display and holographic projection, PDA pocket PC with 200 gigs of flash storage.
What version of a...
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and EVDO wireless ready, unlimited data plan, 5.1 megapixel digital camera, full motion digital video, digital music and video encoder recorder, talking GPS, AM/FM TV reception, and remote control of a TV. You can use it as a IR and RF remote control.
Holy.
And I was like, oh my God, this is the device I've been waiting for. And so I clicked over there, and they said, yeah, April Fools, fuck you.
That's
I got
too
this
bad.
If you notice, I print out the email on April 1st.
Nice.
That's well, it's a similarly cool, but not quite that cool device that I really want from Sprint.
But that's what I want. So when that comes out.
Check out the 6700 sometime.
Of what?
Phone.
It's, 67 it's Nokia?
AudioVox
6700?
Yeah, which is typically totally cheap, but it's
have you
a
seen
nice
the,
phone.
Like ultra mobile PCs that Microsoft
mic.
Is starting to throw some
Talk,
little
put them,
things
them
out there?
There we go.
Yeah.
They're kind of like tablet PCs, but they're like half the size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's exactly what I need sitting on my coffee table.
There you go.
So I don't
have a
laptop.
My wife brought home one of the girls she works with. She brought home her laptop because this girl is apparently getting her third laptop because it's just too darn heavy to carry around, I guess. And it's one of those Toshibas that you flip the screen around and lay it down, and it's a writing tablet.
Uh-huh.
And it was really fun, but all it was basically a glorified notepad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I think a tablet on a coffee table works well. I think using one generally would probably be a little bit of a hassle, but I did see a company called Motion Computing did a demo for us, and they have a lot of things that help you. Like they have this whole sling you put your tablet in. You can slide your hand in the back like a catcher's mitt. And it's almost as if you're holding it like a handheld kind of size,
okay.
But it's bigger. It's big enough to actually use, and it doesn't fall off.
No, I think tablet PC is definitely the way to go for computing in industry.
It
like,
oh
yeah,
it?
People that typically have to carry something around with them anyway to record data.
True.
Like doctors when they visit patients, things like right. that. I think the pocket, the tablet PC is going to be huge.
That's
but
a very
able
good
to
call.
Hold on to it, I think, is a big deal.
You got to hold on to something anyway.
But you can drop your clipboard. You can't drop your laptop.
They should strap it to your forehead.
Or your tablet.
I'm waiting. I'll wait for the top
bunk waves. That one hurdle, I think, which is not a huge one, but I think people want to do it, is definitely being solved by this motion computing company.
I got another piece of flair. I got two more pieces of
flair.
Is
it bullshit like your last one?
Yeah. No, but that thing, I was like, this is it. This is the device I've been waiting for. The only thing that
totally
threw me off, I was reading it, and I'm like, how the hell could
totally
it have, could it have 200 gigs of flash memory? That's like insane. I didn't.
Well,
so.
Didn't you think something was up as soon as you saw a picture without a logo anywhere?
Nope.
You know, I was so totally entranced by this device.
That's the very first thing I do is say, who makes it? And I look for the logo, and there's none on here.
And I'm like, why is Geeks.com branding it? You know, I don't understand. Anyway, I got two other pieces of flair this week. I've been struggling in my office upstairs to come up with a wireless keyboard and mouse solution that didn't suck balls. Every single one I've tried stunk.
Can I ask you a question? Did you drop the $100 and buy the fancy one from Logitech already? Or
well, here's what I did.
Lovely.
Here's what I did. First, we had the old kind, which was RF. We had an old RF one with a ball mouse and everything. That was the one we had initially, and it just never worked very well. Oh, the mouse would always kind of cut out. You had to have the thing like 6 inches from the receiver to work.
IR for sure.
It just sucked. Okay. And so we got rid of that one, and I got a better one from Microsoft with optical, but that one didn't work very well either, and it had an oddly shaped keyboard with the keys were all out of whack, and it wasn't like the split one, but it had like a curve
dwarking?
To it.
It's a weird. I know which one you're talking about. It's where it's like supposed to sit
it
right there on your bloated stomach, and you can surf the net.
I don't know what the
it's
fuck,
true.
Man.
No, that's exactly what it's for.
So that one didn't work all that well, and Dory hated the keyboard. So then a client of mine got a new one for their kids, a new fancy schmancy gaming one. So he gave me his old one, which was a newer version of the Logitech one that I had before. This one had an optical mouse. And that one sucked just as bad as the old
one.
It's
all IR, man.
So I'll tell you what, the best one, I just got my new one, and it works friggin' perfectly. And I found it for $68 or something like that.
What?
American?
Bluetooth.
Oh, there you go.
The Microsoft Bluetooth desktop.
Did you have
desktop.
To buy a,
oh, you know what?
It came with a Bluetooth adapter. It came with one.
And that's
I've heard
worth $20-$30 right
sure.
now.
Sure.
About 12 and a half.
I've heard 12, somebody complain now. About those, though.
Well, mine is working perfectly. All that happens.
You got for that?
Yeah.
That's
optical mouse.
Use a mouse on your couch.
Well, this is an office upstairs.
Oh.
Desk.
Why in the world don't you have wired?
Because he's a lazy bitch.
Because the computer is down on the floor on the side of the desk, and they barely reach.
It's nearly 6 feet away.
What kind of distance do you get on that?
For about.
I've gotten
bucks,
up to about
tables.
6 feet.
6 feet. I'm looking for something more along the lines of 15 feet.
Well, they say the Bluetooth is supposed to be able to go up to 100 feet.
I use a Bluetooth.
I don't know. I haven't tried.
I use a Bluetooth thing at work. We have a notepad, and I know I can go wherever I need to in the classroom. I'm probably 30, 40 feet away, and it still works.
Well, the only thing with the Bluetooth that I've noticed is there's a little like kind of a wake-up lag. You'll type.
Have to communicate.
You'll type, and it's amazing. Everything you type will eventually show up. It just takes like a second if you haven't typed in a while.
That's like being on dial-up.
That was the complaint that I was hearing from people. I think it's more for gamers.
But you never, gamers
because
might be a problem.
If you're sitting there trying
gamers
to camp something, and then you start
wireless.
Clicking, and yeah, that's
gamers
bad.
Should not
break
use
up. No, they should use
you're
wireless.
Hanging out at a funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying to defend yourself.
Suppose you're camping this one's fat place where a respawn now.
My last piece of flair this week is I've already spent all of my winnings already.
Oh,
from
really?
Russ's tournament.
Oh, dang.
In fact, I've already spent more than it.
Bounce like a rubber ball. Which buy?
I bought a sling box.
Nice.
Oh, we get the 170? I saw one advertised for 170.
Yeah, from Dell. It was they were $249, and it was $70 off, and then there was free shipping, but then there was tax, and it was $193. Which is
I
pretty much what they're going
it's so
for.
Cool,
it's pretty much what they're going for on eBay.
I want to watch TV at work.
Well, it's not actually. It's what I really want to do is I want to watch TV at that desk upstairs, which I don't have a dish box.
So for those
in
that
there.
Don't know, the sling box basically takes a TV signal and ships that over.
I'm gonna go check
server.
And see if
it has like an algorithm.
Email about you've talked about this before.
It has like an algorithm that kind of analyzes the connection that you're using and I guess, encodes it to a certain quality to maximize that, best use that connection. But you know what else that it does, Russ? You may not know this. It also emulates all the remote controls.
So you can set your TiVo.
You can set your TiVo from work.
That's interested, but
that's really critical.
You know what else you could have bought to get a TV signal upstairs? A TV.
Yeah, that would have been a good
idea.
But
I don't have another dish receiver, and I only have the satellite that has two prongs, and they're both being used. So I really don't have. I'd have to put up another dish or get a new satellite.
And in
satellite
some sense, you're taking the TV over. Like what I would do if I had one is I'd stick my DVR in the closet. I wouldn't even attach it to a TV.
I'm gonna stick my DVR in the closet.
I knew it was that kind of party.
I'm gonna stick my dick in the DVR in the closet.
Yahtzee.
But I have a guy at work who has a Slingbox client. It's a beta that somebody hacked for his 670, his little cell phone that has a nice big screen. And he fired it up, and he showed me. He's sitting there watching his TV on his cell phone.
On his cell phone.
And I would never, ever want to do that, but brilliant. Damn, it was cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just excited because I really want to be able to you know, watch
Maury.
It's Maury.
In the afternoon.
It is.
Ellen.
It's all.
Well, I kind of want to be able to watch my
it's the view.
DVR recorded, you know.
Irv's a big gay bag, by the way.
You know, Alexis Stewart might be joining The View, just so you know.
Oh, man.
It's breaking news.
Who? Meredith's going to.
Alexis Stewart?
Meredith
Stewart's daughter.
Herrera.
Filling up behind Katie Couric.
Yeah.
What does she look like?
Whatever.
She's actually not bad looking for, you know, she's like 40.
For someone who's going to be on The View.
Oh, she's 40.
Yeah, she has her own show on Sirius, on like the Martha Stewart channel, her
Alexis
and some friend of hers.
Stewart.
Oh, God.
I'm going to get the image results here. Is she a brunette?
I'm not sure. I think
she is a brunette.
Hair,
she
short
is.
Hair.
Oh, she's got. I've seen her before. She's got short hair.
Very short hair.
Something
man.
To do with PETA. She got something to do with PETA.
For some reason, her radio show
is that really Martha Stewart's
she's
daughter?
She's a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
She's all about a vegetarian.
The
Alexis Stewart has a dog.
The 12th image that comes up for her on the Google image search is I believe that's
she's a vegetarian.
What is that?
Is Safe Search on her?
Apparently, she looks as though she might dine on tuna.
All right.
I gotta get my taste.
I'm here to say that's not true. I've listened to her show many times.
You fucked her.
What is her show about?
I cannot. I guess I can't say for sure. But
what the show's about?
It was dark
on her radio show. She certainly gives the impression that's not true.
She likes the cock.
To talk about
she often talks about the men in her life.
I like this, that on the little...
The man in my life, Jan.
Well, I don't know. Something's crazy going on in this family, because here on Reality TV Magazine, according to Google Images, the little headline says, Stewart taps her daughter. So I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on.
Disgusting.
No.
Stewart taps her daughter.
That's outrageous.
And then it says, Alexis Stewart prison food.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Oh boy!
You can make anything dirty.
Wow!
It's for porn.
The internet is for porn.
All right, what else do we got?
All kinds of shit.
Did you guys see my kick-ass refrigerator with little funky lights on the front?
I did, but you know what? Your refrigerator doesn't have two fucking LCD monitors. Did you see the
fridge? Oh my god! Let me tell you something, man. When we put the goddamn refrigerator in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And we're moving the island into the center of the room. We put a bigger tabletop on it so we can sit there. And then I realized how easy it would be to just turn and look at the refrigerator. And I realized we didn't spring for the fridge with the fucking TV in it.
Yep.
Fuck.
Foolish mortal.
I could have slingboxed it. I could put a PC in my fridge. I guarantee it won't overheat.
Oh.
Everything is wrong right now.
Jeez.
Very wrong.
Oh, boy.
Everyone's listening today.
Yeah, it's great. We got a big...
Oh, Goatsy iPod cover.
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
David
God.
Sean, yes. He's
totally effing
okay.
David
you,
Sean,
you have
are
to very
the
cautiously
fucking man.
Explain
you,
that.
He gave us the... I almost forgot, Dave. I'm really sorry.
That's
forgot.
Awesome.
He gave us the YWOW for last week, newsvine.com. And this week, he showed us the Goatsy iPod cover. I got to find your email.
Now,
I got to find his original email so he can send it out. Or no, Drew's got to have it. It'll be on the blog. It'll be on the blog.
Now, go ahead, Russ. Explain what Goatsy is.
Did we ever talk about Goatsy and Tub Girl?
I haven't seen it, and I've never seen it either.
Did you just go?
Don't talk about Tub Girl.
He said, what is it? Do I want to see it?
This Google
and
image
I said,
search.
It's a guy holding his asshole open.
Yeah, that's essentially
it. If you Google image search the following text, G-O-A-T-S-E. That's all. G-O-A-T-S-E. you'll be absolutely fucking horrified. But if you don't do it, you won't get the fucking joke. And
I get the joke, and I've never seen it. I've only seen numerous references.
I eventually got it after watching somebody else's references to it. I figured out what
it was
about.
There's a whole Flickr site that's people's reactions to seeing it for
the
first
time. Are you
serious? It's really good.
That's pretty
one of the reactions is by Ron Jeremy, who was appalled.
That's awesome.
This is hilarious.
How is it different from, you know, all the sites where you might see a woman doing the same thing?
What's a guy doing
it? Is this a sexist thing?
This is a guy doing it.
It's a guy doing it.
Because
a
guy's doing it, it's this thing that you can't even bear to see.
Yeah.
I've never seen it, so I can't really speak.
Yeah. All right, well, look, if you want to, let's see, I wonder if you, I think... If you Google Goatsy iPod skin, it will take, there he goes, it'll take you right to it. So Google this, G-O-A-T-S-E space iPod space skin. It is
we're trying to
most...
see it here, and it says the domain you were trying to access has been suspended.
Nice. No surprise.
It is perfect. It is www.extranio.it/goatsy/goatsy_ipod_skin.html.
Hope you got that,
and it's
Drew.
Basically, it's not just a guy holding his asshole open.
It's a guy stretching.
You could do that with two fingers.
Dave,
this guy's got all four fingers from both hands opening up his...
Now you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this, but Dave, did you see the email from Dave? Dave just wrote us a couple seconds ago saying listening a little late.
He wanted to make sure he wanted us to talk about it on the show, and I totally plumb forgot. And so thank
Drew,
God he
Drew
listened.
Linked, Drew linked
Drew's
us.
Linked to it,
and we do have that'll be in the show notes. Yeah.
Yes. Dave Chun, you are a classic, my friend.
That's hilarious.
I really appreciate you listening and reminding me because that is just – that to me is –
It's not that shocking. It's not that shocking.
It's not that shocking?
No.
Well, nothing shocking.
Keith, you're a very freaky guy.
I'm seeing
Dave
it right
also,
now, and it's not that shocking.
Drew also sent over the –
There's actually a couple pictures.
Go see Flickr pool. Did you show him one?
Yeah, they're getting a little more shocking. As you scroll down, they get a little more shocking.
Did you show him a tub girl?
Oh, yeah. Now they're bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad, dude. I mean –
Yeah. You get...
It should just remind all of us.
Yeah,
that
it's bad now.
We're all
I take that back.
We're all pink on the inside.
Oh, boy. It
doesn't matter what you look like on the outside.
All
we're
way,
all pink on the
way
inside.
All the way up to your asshole.
Only the non-shocking picture is shown now, Russ, so you can look at your laptop. No, that's the non-shocking.
I hope that's a work laptop.
Don't forget to Google image search.
Clear your cache.
So on the page, if you look up G-O-A-T-S-E on Wikipedia, it gives you a nice description. I didn't even read any of that. But at the bottom, it has the Flickr link.
Drew sent the Flickr link
first
also.
Goatsy.
Yes, Drew just sent it out. Check your email.
I don't get emails.
You don't get emails?
Never. I don't like that technology.
Oh.
Made that up.
It's very helpful, I find.
My favorite was that they had it on Gizmodo, and that's where we got linked to it from. And one of my favorite comments was, so basically you stick your finger in there and dial a song?
it's a little disturbing. You can also Google image search tub girl. That was the other one.
Tub Girl
that
one
I have
is
seen,
not
that's
okay.
Highly disturbing.
Tub Girl is not okay for anybody. Sweetheart, if you're listening at home, do not.
I don't know what's your problem, James.
Google.
The internet is for porn.
The internet is for porn.
This
that's
not,
different.
I would not call this
that's
porn.
Different than porn, though,
yes,
man.
If you masturbate to this, you need to be in jail.
You know what? Not need to
you
be in jail,
you don't
but
have to masturbate
you need
to
be
porn.
In jail. What do you do to it?
I was going to. I clean
Tub
to
Girl.
It.
Oh, don't do that to him.
Oh, God.
I don't do that either.
Keith is going home dirty.
I really wish. I wish.
There's a
wow.
fantastic version of it on the oh, my God. That is unfucking believable.
If I had something to burn my eyes out right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where you're going to have to watch somebody slaughter a pig to get that image out of your
humanity.
Head. Yeah.
Look, you know, I think the internet, even though there are things like Tub Girl and Goatsy on there, and I wonder if urinalpoop.org is still out there.
I think what helps me get through it is that part of me thinks that they're not real.
Yeah, well, they are.
They are.
Yeah. I can virtually
guarantee
that. The
thing is that it's actually, to me, very refreshing. Okay.
I bet. Yeah, if you're getting an answer fresh feeling down there.
No,
yeah.
Like the way a glass, nice cold glass of lemonade is.
Yeah, exactly. When it's shoved
in
into your anus
sort
and someone
of way.
Drinks
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, sure. Well, what I'm trying to say is that it's very, it fills me full of hope.
That's full, huh?
It fills me full of hope because it means is that no matter how fucked up you are, you can find, you know, your brothers in arms or sisters in arms out there on the internet. Where, you know, it's a place where you can get in where you fit in, you know? Even if you're fucking Tub Girl or Goatsy Boy or whatever. And it should fill you with warm fuzzies.
No, it does not fill me with warm fuzzies. It fills me with nausea. Yeah.
Well, I don't.
I believe the warm.
I want beer.
Well, good luck with that.
Who wants beer?
If there were any listeners, they must be gone.
Do you need a beer, Key?
No, I'm okay.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go get some beers. So, James and Russ, you're gonna have to keep the show going for about a minute.
Talk quietly amongst yourselves.
You're not gonna.
He's not even going to. Yeah, he's not even going to coffee talk us.
Talk amongst yourselves.
why do you? The only one I know is park in the driveway and drive in the parkway.
That's terrible. Why do you have a pair of panties but just one bra?
Hey, that's good.
That's the same guy.
Stephen Wright?
I can't remember. I think is it Stephen Wright? Yeah, that is Stephen Wright.
I think Gallagher did the first one. The park in the driveway, driving a park.
Driving a parkway.
If your knees bent the other way, what would a chair look like?
That's a good one.
Hey, that's really funny. By the way, urinalpoop.org is no more.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
Long live.
Well, it was a website about a guy who chronicled his efforts to poop in urinals.
Oh, I think I remember you.
And he did that at a party once.
That's really an issue.
He basically broke it down. He basically broke it.
A party in a dorm.
Ah, nice. He broke it down into two basic methods where you either actually poop in the urinal or you transport. Poop or you poop in a bag and dump it in the urinal. Either way.
Which one's more disturbing?
He said there were pros and cons.
I'm going to tell you both of them.
Yeah, well, moving your poop is definitely
exactly.
a sign of a problem.
If you're pooping in a urinal, he said the big con is that you'll probably get caught. The other con is that it's pretty messy.
But strong
it's also
point.
Bidet-ish.
Quite.
No, they go. It flushes down.
It's
not
quite.
Up.
It can be quite messy.
You're very far from the.
No, my girlfriend
toilet.
Has transported her poop on the subway.
Oh wow!
So, you know, moving your poop isn't necessarily.
I hope
that
was some kind of medical request.
I hope
from a doctor.
Does she know that you're here talking about her?
She
shit,
doesn't know that.
Shit transferring.
She
is
has
she listening?
No idea. That
certainly don't tell your fiance.
She listens to six.
Yes,
yeah.
I will not tell my fiance about this.
About your girlfriend
about
moving
girlfriend.
Poop. Yeah.
Yes, but she has, and her sister as well, have both transported poop. Via the New York subway system.
I really hope that was medical.
I'm getting no answer there. I don't think it was.
I think it was some sort of a thing that you got money for.
It was a
it
dare?
Was some sort of like
medical
money for anything
science,
in New York.
You know, donating your poop to science
is
kind of thing.
Right?
And yeah, you actually got paid money for it.
Stool
if
sample.
If you're living in Manhattan and you got to pay the rent, you'll...
bring us
your
shit.
You'll take some poop on the subway.
Bring us your shit.
$50 or whatever it was.
Funny.
Hilarious.
I got Lion and Kugel Honey Weiss, Creamy Dark, and a Mick Ultra.
I want no Creamy Dark in this house.
I'll have the Creamy Dark.
Honey Weiss.
Yes.
Creamy
so
Dark.
Heard.
And I'll take the Mick.
You know
Ultra.
Me. I'm into Creamy and Dark. Oh, yeah. All
right. Hey,
you
want to
know why
one
you
were
killing
thing,
me earlier?
One last thing about what?
Oh, I definitely do, but one last thing sounds
one
like a
one last thing
idea.
About urinalpoop.org is just how amused I've always been that he went with the org. The .org.
It gives it a touch of
well,
class.
Well, he's not trying to make money on
exactly.
this.
No, I guess
not a .dot commercial.
He's trying
site.
To share with the world.
Maybe there are other poop urinalers out there, and he wants to form
about,
an organization.
How about urinal poopers?
Urinal
not
poopers.
Poop urinalers.
Well, whatever.
I don't know what a urinaler is.
Apparently, on our Christmas show, we discussed the sling box on 12/14.
I told you. I what did I say? I said just wait. Dewey's going to send us an email to tell us how we've done that before. Simpsons
yeah, well,
it.
But we didn't own one. And so when it shows up this week, I will set it up and then I'll give a report
it's
next week.
It's actually
on
a really, really cool design. It's got all the thing on top. It's all written in Braille or something.
It looks
cool
like a
looking.
Brick or like a black, like a chocolate bar.
Yeah,
something.
A Toblerone. It's a Toblerone of TV.
No, it's not. It looks like a Toblerone.
Toblerone.
A Toblerone. You fuck.
Caramello.
Somebody
caramello.
Was going to say.
You were killing
it looks
earlier,
like a,
but
it
it's look, a little
yeah,
nerdy.
I
it's not as fun as this.
I was killing who earlier?
Yeah, when he was like, you're killing
me. Oh, yeah,
me
what
the
hell?
Very
what are you talking about? What about my network?
All right, so this is a little nerdy, but a couple weeks ago, I came down here with a little project box and a project during the show. I was going to give updates, but we didn't have a mic. And I did the install and basically couldn't get to the website to configure the router, and that kind of burned out. So that was a story there. Well, I took it home. I didn't do any reinstall. Finally got around to looking at the box
nice.
Today. Realized instead of going to port 80, or I had been going to port 80, and due to security, the router box sets up its configuration console on port 81. So, beautiful. My IPCAP box, go out there to ipcap.org, download it, install it, replace your Linksys. You can do lots of cool stuff with it. Is now alive, and I was going to sit here during the show and configure it for fun or maybe chat about it or not, but it would save me some time. And
is this going somewhere?
No, it's really not that interesting, but you are killing me. Irv has his home network set up in a unique private IP range.
It's not unique. It's what the two-wire box comes
oh my.
As. Yeah?
Really? Very few private IPs come in this range.
It's the 172.16.x.x.
Yes, except you can't. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well, I also have mine at home set up on 172.20, and I didn't take my subnet mask down to a C, but Irv's is still on a B, so I cannot coexist with my router box here.
I don't understand.
You're killing me.
I
you
agree.
Want me to change mine to
as are you.
Well, if you don't need a full, you're wasting space on your router, because if you have your subnet mask that big, it's ready to route for that large of a chunk of IP addresses.
Yeah, I just don't feel as though it's really taking a major performance hit. I've only got three computers on it or something.
All I know is I could get my box. And I took all the fun out of the show.
We got.
There was fun in it.
We got a thank you from Peggy. She says thanks for our VoIP discussion. Well, Peggy, if you're still listening, give us an email and tell us what you're thinking. Are you leaning towards VoIP or not? I mean, why were you thinking about doing
tomato
it in the first place?
Better yet, tell us in
tomato
2 minutes.
Yes.
What's tomato vine?
I think it's a VoIP thing, and I think it's probably bargain basement.
Tomato vine.
How's everyone feeling about satellite radio these days? Howard hit 4 million subscribers.
And did you hear what he bitched everybody out the other day
people
signing up?
You probably read. I've been listening. He's kind of pissed off. The original article, he kind of laughs that he jokingly says, "Oh, I told my shrink that I got 4 million, but I'm pissed because more people didn't come over." That's exactly how I said it. Mm. Jokingly. As a joke about how fucked up he was.
Well,
yeah.
And every other press outlet is quoting it straight as text that I'm pissed, though everybody else didn't come over.
Yeah. I think I may have read it from or got it from that reputable news source, Entertainment Tonight. Stern upset and Paris Hilton gangbangs the Olsen twins. Next.
Oh, man.
Is there a website
for that? Is that on YouTube?
I wish it was.
Is there any porn at all on YouTube or Google Video?
Video definitely blocks. They have this link kind of thing.
But
I think YouTube does.
If you're looking for free porn and you're not finding it, you're just not even looking hard enough. At a typewriter.
By the way, if you go to what's this?
I said if you're looking for free porn and you can't find it on the internet, you're looking at a typewriter,
not a computer.
Yeah, it's not a computer.
You're looking
it's
at a typewriter. Yeah, that's pretty good.
My TV typewriter don't work none. I put my beer in the cup holder and I can't get nothing else to go right.
Jesus,
the CD drive.
That's the CD drive?
The CD drive is cup holder. Yeah, sure. It's coffee cup holder. I put my television on top of my typewriter. CD. Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
Anyway, Howard is not really pissed, but everyone else is reporting it as he is. And
that's kind of funny.
I think it may take some impact because most people believe that he's a little pissed, and that's a pretty ungrateful thing for him to be.
Yeah.
I don't know how I became a Howard fan. It's pretty bizarre.
Howard Stern?
It happens. He's an entertaining guy.
My friend's mom turned me on to Howard Stern in, like, I want to say ninth grade, because he was bitching about the mayor of New York, who at the time may or may not have been Ed Koch. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
It should have been Giuliani later.
I don't think it was, because I'm not that young. I'm trying to remember, though.
By the way, if you want to see the video I uploaded to YouTube, I uploaded a video to YouTube, and you can find it. If you search for it's entitled Poppy the Cute Puppy.
Oh God!
It's called Poppy the Cute Puppy. So if you search,
you're threatening to kill the dog.
No. This is when this is when we first met our dog at the pet land, and we were just looking to look at. We just went there to look at.
It's a puppy farm.
We're just looking to look at breeds. You know, we didn't know anything about breeds. Just want to see what they're like and just kind of
you
meet
YouTube
them.
This?
Yeah. It's called Poppy the Cute Puppy.
God.
And it's cute, and it got somebody ranked it and
gave
it five stars.
Oh, guess what? It was Dory.
It wasn't Dory, but it was when we first met Poppy, and we did not mean to buy a dog, but she was just really cute, and we fell in love.
You can look up Papillon and Bichon as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And other gay dog names.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Poppy, cover your ears. I'm not talking about you.
It's so cute. You think she understands
the
English language.
That's right. Uh-oh, we got something from Drew, goatsy related.
Goatsy go around. I don't think you want to check this out either. Drew, I love you, man, but...
You're killing us.
Yeah, seriously. Goatsy go around. I don't even want to know. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm on my...
Dude, that cannot be real.
What am I looking at?
That is hilarious.
Oh my, okay, that's funny.
That is totally hilarious.
That's funny. Okay, yeah, show notes that. Yeah, that's kind of
we'll definitely
funny.
Show notes
Yeah, it's
that.
Not disturbing. Goatsy Go Round is not disturbing. I assumed you'd click on it, and it would be a merry-go-round of people holding their assholes
open. By the way,
open.
I had no idea how much people charged for purebred puppies.
Surprisingly like, expensive, but
like
delicious.
A $1,500 for like
yes.
just like a Maltese or something? What?
Here's something else you can show notes for us, Drew.
Yeah, what?
If you go to Tremonter.com, which
oh,
is
the
where
Tremonter.
Some of us live, and scroll a couple of stories down, there's something about the Convergence or Continuum?
Convergence Continuum. It's like a local theater troupe.
Their current play.
They put on shows at the Luminous, which is on
I had a post in the Tremonter about the Tremont Geek thing, you know.
Oh.
But where is it? Is it on the front page?
Oops, by the way, Tremonter
one. What are we doing?
Continuum.
Convergence Continuum, hyphenated.
Yes, follow that link.
You'll
see what the name of their current show
Convergence
is.
Convergence Continuum.
Is it that goddamn puppy down the street?
No.
I wish it was.
It's close.
It might be.
Dog crap in the park?
No. It might be about Poppy, but I'm sure they changed the name to protect the innocent.
Puna the Fuck Dog and Other Plays for Children.
Nice.
That's excellent. Where is this playhouse? I don't know.
It's on Scranton, almost by Kenilworth and Scranton.
Really?
Right there where Pizza Pan is. Very close to Pizza.
Three pizzas for one price of one.
Yeah, buy one,
tonight's
get
show.
Two free if you pick it up.
Tonight's show brought to you by Pizza Pan.
That's
Pizza
right.
Pan, it's
this
the only place for pizza.
Doesn't
can I just
stay
say,
free for long.
Can I just right. say a little something about Pizza Pan? Let me say a little something about Pizza Pan.
It's okay.
It really, truly is your neighborhood pizza parlor, okay? A, they're franchised. B, they... So it's owned by someone who lives near you. B, they use only the
so
freshest...
We're not franchised ones.
No, they're owned by some...
on the Ojikley.
God damn it! They use only the freshest ingredients, including dough made that day.
They use fresh like ingredients.
They don't use any canned vegetables. They use the freshest meats. That they have a special pig
so
that shits pepperoni.
That's
and
awesome.
You just have to tickle its underbelly, and it pinches a loaf of pepperoni off.
That
and you
is
just slice it up and put it right on the pizza. If you order for delivery, you'll get buy one, get one free pizzas. If you pick it up, buy one, get two free, and that's also good on their slabs of ribs.
To just get one pizza.
Yes. In fact, I went in there and
order,
I said...
Ordered half a pizza?
I went in there and I was going to get there, buy one slab of ribs, get two free, and I was going to eat ribs for 8 days straight. It's kind of like a Super Size Me kind of experience.
Buy one, get two free?
Yeah. So it was like 1995 and I got about 48 ribs.
That's disturbing.
Something. It was nuts. And then the guy says, well, here, somebody didn't want their extra pizzas. So do you want them? And I said, sure. So I bought them all for $2 a piece. And then I took them over to Tom Zubel's bookstore and I gave them away to all the gave them away. So they just put them in their lunchroom and said, here you go, boys.
Eat up.
You know, they went out like, it was like putting him down in a frat house or something. Those pizzas didn't last very long.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Anybody here playing fantasy baseball?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing real well. And by well, I mean badly.
I got to think that's not representative of your season because it's going to be 160 fucking games.
I don't know, man. We play week by week, and I have CC Sabathia. And
CC Sabathia.
Or Sabathia. I like Sabathia better because it's mispronounced. But yeah, he's out for at least a month, so that kind of hurts. So I need to. We have 12 guys in our league.
Well,
and all the pitching is gone. They're gonna have to actually create a pitcher out of spare parts for me to pick up and put on my team.
Jared Wright,
like a Franken pitcher.
Oh yeah, a Franken pitcher is correct. I'll take Jared Wright. I would
if
take Jared Wright. Jared
guy,
Wright was drafted in the 60th round.
If you're looking for a guy to pick
60th
up,
round.
That hasn't been drafted yet.
I would love to know a guy.
Pedro Martinez.
Oh, shut up.
Football starts.
Asshole.
How about Chris Carpenter, little-known pitcher out on the St. Louis Cardinals?
How about Jason Davis?
Actually, I'm probably going to have to pick up Jason Davis.
If at all until the 15th of April, so
it doesn't matter.
Still isn't not going to be all that helpful.
I'm going to pick up Bob Wickman. I'm sure nobody's drafted him.
So scary.
Bob Wickman. Nice save today.
Yeah. No, it was a great save. You know why? Because he had the runner in scoring position. He doesn't do well unless either the winning run is at the plate.
Should have been a double play, but Broussard booted the ball. At least
whatever.
He got the out at first.
Whatever.
You know that classic Belliard play where he flipped that ball behind his back after diving behind second base? Found that on a website this week.
Nice.
It's posted as one of the best plays in baseball ever.
Yeah, it's a great play.
Oh, I think so, too.
It's a great play.
In my mind, it was a double play, though. Russ had to remind me that it wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think they turned it, but they almost turned it. Okay, hey, you know what? Before we forget, Nauticon is this weekend.
Yeah,
oh, we should definitely
Nauticon
talk about that.
Nauticon is this weekend. Go and, to Nauticon.org, N-O-T-A-C-O-N.org.
Special thanks to Froggy and Tiger for coming by to pimp their show.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? I guess, you know
bitches.
What?
Bitches!
You know what?
The audience we used to bring in when we were on terrestrial radio.
Yeah, really. And yeah, whatever. I guess they're getting a decent turnout, and they just didn't need to waste their time. They're probably busier than fucking hell.
They said, absolutely. Fuck you,
yeah,
Jew.
I don't think he came the week before last year. It was
no.
weeks.
No,
weeks
obviously
before.
Not. No,
he
I know. I'm just kidding.
He is busier than something that is extremely
stick.
Busy. What's something that's really busy?
I think bees are kind of busy.
Busy as bees. You know what? We should start that expression.
He's busier than Oprah's
Neologism.
Chef.
He's busier than Oprah's chef. That's
How's
a good
that?
One. I like that.
Is that good?
Busier than Allen Iverson's lawyer.
Okay,
hey,
not
you.
Bad.
Wow, thank
wow,
you.
He's been
good.
Out of trouble.
Pretty good.
Tattoo artist.
Well, he's busy.
Tattoo artist. That's good.
Tattoo artist is
that's
another
good
one.
That's
I like
good.
That.
That's good. He's busier than
Tom Cruise's shrink.
Nice one.
Very
nice
good.
One.
That's
about
nice
that.
One. Very very sarcastic
that's
too.
That's nice. That's right. You don't know anything about the amount of sarcastry. I mean, psychiatry.
Busier than Courtney Love's crabs.
Oh wow, that's just. Disturbing. That's cool.
You can actually buy a bushel of them on the side of the highway.
I don't even know.
Courtney Love crab cakes.
Courtney Love crab cakes. Fresh from.
Okay, don't
hey,
go.
Crab
please
man.
Stop. Hey, Crab Man. I love that fucking show.
Hey, Crab Man.
Show.
What's Crab Man?
Oh, dude.
We just heard how it got coined this week.
And by the way, if you smell anything,
my name is
that's
Earl.
My fart.
Oh, thank you. Okay, my name is Earl. Or,
then we
right?
definitely need to wrap the show. Yeah, that's my name is Earl.
Well, let's wrap the show then. I want to tell everyone to please go to nauticon.org, and if you're in the Cleveland area or you're going
to
be this weekend, please consider attending. You can do some great geek watching. You can go to some cool talks. You can, have a pretty good time. Hey, and you know what? Friday night, by the way, I don't know if you guys... I hope you guys didn't make any plans for Friday night. We're going to do a few hours with Jason Scott.
Gee, somebody probably should have told me that yesterday.
Didn't you see all the
I
emails that were
it,
going around?
No.
I'd be missing.
Weren't the emails going around?
Not to me.
You sure?
I don't. Do you remember getting anything?
Ignorance is not an excuse. You're still beholden to the law.
It is bliss.
Well, you know what? It doesn't really matter. Maybe we'll just have to hang out with Jason if only a couple.
No, no, I
can
mean.
Can you show up Friday night?
I'm probably going to be pretty drunk, but
we're probably
going to
start.
That's
the whole idea.
Probably going to start around 8,
and
we'll do it. We'll be on for as long as
don't
we
I,
feel like.
Don't I have to, do I have to pay to get into Nautica?
Well, I haven't paid yet. I don't think I'm going to go to anything else other than go there for that night. So when I go there, I'm going to ask Froggy if I can just come and do the thing, or maybe he'll just let me pay the press pass rate like he did last
What's
year.
What's that?
And of course, our esteemed.
It's probably like $50 or something.
Blog Noter is going to be on a panel.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. What?
Drew. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, Dewey's going to be on a panel.
Be answering
so that's
your
cool.
questions about Hacker Media.
Yep.
Hacker Media. Oh, by the way, and I just want to say that the offending partner from the offending thing from last week.
Oh, the sound
the
card?
The thing that crashed, that I believe has been crashing my computer throughout the past several months.
That son of a whore is no more.
Now, this rather.
I was thinking about.
Gray market sound card with. The SPDIF output and 6-channel, you know what? I think I was just asking it to do a little bit too much.
So did you buy a new one, or what are you running?
I went back to the one that's built into my motherboard.
Okay,
which is just a regular C media.
I was thinking about buying a second mixing board so we could get more lines. Could you run two sound cards into your machine?
You know, the thing that I don't know though is that maybe we just need a
conflicts.
I don't understand why the other ones aren't working. I mean, if we just got a regular.
I bought
mic.
Another mic, and that mic was just dead. I mean, that was one big problem.
Right. That mic was cashed, for
we
sure.
Right. Talk about this offline.
I just don't understand why it doesn't do anything with those other. I think these four are the only ones that are like powered.
And maybe next week
and that
you can
the
tell
other
me why my
are, like,
laptop freezes up.
Are like input. you got
is
a
that,
question about your laptop?
Is that the entire reason you were here by any chance?
No, it was not at all. Okay. I just now thought of it, which is kind of silly.
Oh, you know what?
People don't look at us.
We can stay on for 5 more minutes or whatever you want.
Man,
or
I really wish
for next week.
I really wish you guys.
Maybe if the conversation was made you guys seem a little more helpful and
it would be good.
The kind of thing we can only
focus so much around assholes and urinal shitting.
Yeah, well,
I might have
welcome to Dialador.
This is something I should bring up.
All right, hit us.
Urinal shitting is where it's at.
But for probably the last 6 months or so, I will find that I'll just be cruising around nicely in my laptop, and then boom, it'll just freeze up. The picture will be fine. It'll stay there. Just will be not completely unresponsive.
So you can't move a mouse or anything?
Can't move a mouse. Can't even control delete.
In the mic.
Anything. In
wow.
No knowledge whatsoever that I am attempting to communicate with. No blue screen. No nothing.
So you just, you have like whatever you were working on is right there on the screen.
Oh, yeah. Right
mouse
there on
won't
the screen.
Move.
Everything
this is
looks fine.
Taunting this is you.
Do you come back to your computer and it's like that? Or are you working in the midst of something?
I mean, right in the midst of something. I could be mid-sentence typing. Boom.
Ouch.
I'd bare metal it.
Is this guy shit against
is this guy Tim Wurzel? What the fuck is going on here?
I'd bare metal it.
K-Dog.
And if I had, you know, cable modem, it might work, but I'm still on dial-up because I don't want to pay the money. That's
yeah,
not true. That's
the
not
actual
true.
Thing stays on screen. What could that mean? I mean.
Yes, it's very interesting. I think that there is some sort of potential
energy
approaching hard drive failure issue. Sometimes when I boot it up, it will, you know, have trouble booting. It won't be able to find, you know, find an operating system. I might have to turn it on like twice. And then.
Yeah, you have us issues. Yeah.
That's not good.
So was I right with bare metal?
That's not good.
And so I don't know if it's the hard drive itself.
Actually, we might be looking at a ghost type situation.
The communication channels between your hard drive, I would bet.
Oh, motherboard then.
Motherboard or just the connection might be looser if you're really lucky.
That's true. If your disk drive came loose and the computer just for a moment and your computer could hang that way. I've done that before, pulling you know an IDE chain out of a drive thinking, oh what the hell, I just pulled the IDE cable right out of the drive and the computer just went and just stuck right where it was and didn't do shit. And then later, I know I
you just gleeked across the whole table.
I did. That was like 6 feet. That was like 6 foot.
That's disgusting.
That was just that was
shit.
I wish we could have a slow mo of like the
have you had an AIDS test recently?
AIDS test?
It's fine.
No, I haven't had a AIDS test. But you now have SARS.
Oh, wow, there's a
I'll take that.
All right, but here's the thing. Basically, and then I tried doing the opposite, which was just plugging it in to a device and just, you know, right in the midst of whatever. And that froze it just like that, too. So an interruption on the IDE bus could create that freeze like that.
Oh,
and I tell you what, how old is the laptop?
Oh, 3 years.
Under warranty, no.
No.
Is it yours or is it work?
It's mine. My personal laptop.
Well, open that sucker up and unseat and reseat your laptop hard drive is, I would say, step one.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that doesn't solve the problem, I would say ghost to I'd go get another hard drive, perhaps, and ghost it over, because maybe that hard drive is the problem, but I don't know. If it's the bus, you're looking at a new motherboard. You're looking at a new laptop.
Gotcha.
I don't think you're going to replace the motherboard.
Bare metal it.
Replacing the, well, but see that. Bare metal it, like to the actual metal on the motherboard.
The good news is you can use the keyboard that it comes with. The bad news is, you'll have to lay it on top of another working keyboard and another laptop. You could use it to push the other buttons
replacing
down.
Replacing a motherboard inside a laptop is one of the most painful procedures you could ever want to do. There are so many screws in there, so many things that can break. It's awful.
They're better now. There's usually one or two key ones with little arrows next to them.
Yeah, but getting the motherboard out.
Oh, I thought you said keyboard, sorry.
No, getting the keyboard out, no problem.
I never tried.
Some are screwless. I mean, some have a front panel up here that, you know, you just like slide that thing off. And then
mine, the one on my, I use my wife's computer. I'm not emasculated by that. It just pops out. It's
and her
sweet.
BlackBerry.
And her BlackBerry. I'm not using her BlackBerry. I just was allowed to show it over. Bring it over and show it off. Okay.
I was gonna
borrowed flare.
Does your laptop heat up right on like the right below the keyboard here next to your I don't know if you have a glide pad, I don't know what kind of format.
Another thing. When that maybe
he's not gonna answer that question.
Yeah, you know, it does.
He's
get a
more important.
Before I let you talk to my lawyers.
This is another vital piece of data which may be a piece of data which may be vital. I didn't mean to say that it was a vital piece of data.
We won't hold that against you.
We'll let you know what's vital and what
often
isn't.
When it is frozen up like that, and I'll, you know, walk into the room and it will be frozen because even if I'm not working on it, it still will eventually get to that point where it's just kind of frozen. I'll notice that at those times, it's very loud. Like the fan is like really cranking loud or something is cranking real.
Kind of a some rubbing kind of noise?
It's not really like
if the fan it's frozen and the fan is running.
Yeah.
I mean, if it rapidly overheated to the point where it crashed the whole system, but it crashed the operating system, but not the BIOS. Like the computer's still aware, alive and aware, and it knows that it's overheating and it needs to run the fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but it can't run the operating. The operating system has long since crashed.
Is that the Terry Schiavo version of your laptop right there? Is that
basically
yeah,
you need
thank
to shut her down.
Thank you.
Pull deprive the
feeding
it,
tube.
Pull
thank
the feeding
you.
Tube and shut
thank
her
you.
Down.
I believe one way ticket to hell, please. Thank you.
That was well done. Thank you.
I just can't do it because I think that sometimes I sense movement.
I think it's going right. to come back.
And
it
recognition.
Works. Well,
and
it works.
He showed a video of it to Congress, and they declared it to be...
The dorks in Congress fine. Said it's yeah. fine.
Bill,
you
Bill
don't
Frist,
need to bare metal it.
Dr. Bill Frist Dr. said yes. from 2,000 miles away, he yes. said it was fine.
Yes.
I would suggest to you that you experiment a little bit. I agree with Russ. Reseat the hard drive one time. See if that doesn't help. If that doesn't help, you might consider going to a discount computer house, you know, someplace that might have some cheap laptop hard drives, or see if anybody has one, or maybe
yeah,
get one on eBay
one
and ghost your system over and try a different hard drive. If it mm-hmm. still happens after that, then I think we're definitely looking at a hardware situation. You could – well, then, of course, then you could bare metal it, reinstall the operating system, all that
oh,
shit.
I've already done all that.
Well, then I think you're probably looking at some kind of hardware situation. Yes. The question is it a FRU or isn't it?
What's a FRU?
A field replaceable unit, which
oh.
would be something you could easily pull out and replace. Or is it the motherboard, which is basically take your laptop while it's still working and take it to the Goodwill, you know, or you
and
could
get your tax write off
basically, or you could go to put it on eBay and just say, hey, here's a laptop. It works, but it freezes. And get, you know, one half the amount of money it would normally be worth.
Gotcha.
If that. I got a quick
go ahead.
Website for us.
Yeah, let's do it.
www.dial-a-dork.com/blog/2006/04.
You don't have to type all that last shit in. Just
show dash notes.
My news blog.
Show dash notes dash 4-April 5.
I think the show's ending. I think the show's ending.
Dewey sent us. He's like, the show notes are up. We got that like a half hour ago.
I know. Dewey's done listening. Dewey's
like,
done noting.
You guys are out of here.
Suck dorks.
He's giving us the proverbial cane.
All right. Well, we're down to two listeners anyway, so
that's about what we started with.
We started with two. We got the most we had tonight. Six.
Nice.
Wow,
six.
That may be a record. Thank
six.
You. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank
six.
You. All
six.
All people.
Thank you very much.
And especially number four.
Yeah, yes. Right, number four.
Listener
was,
number four,
you
were key. They're best listeners.
I'm a big fan of number six.
That's fine. Hey, send us the last two listeners. Send us
dial-a-dork.com. Check out the archives.
Dewey, your show nototes link to the AudioVox 6700 pulls up a totally different phone, number one.
All right. Way
number
to go,
two
Dewey.
Is the 6700, though.
Way to go, Dewey.
I blame Amazon, but...
That's cool. We're going to end the show now.
Bye-bye.
I sort of like to end it with a and I believe I've done that.
Okay, great. Go to dial-a-dork.com if you want to email something to us, dorks@dial-a-dork.com.
I would like to
check
thank
out
Motor developer Keith for hanging with us.
Word.
Keith.
Oh, yes.
You're
yes,
a developer?
Yes. I am a developer, yes.
And so what... for who?
Capacity?
For what?
A large...
corporation. A large corporation in the insurance industry.
What language, what environment, what IDE, what do you use?
.NET web development.
Interesting,
yes,
interesting.
Yes.
How do you like that?
I enjoy it very much.
How do you like .NET? Were you doing ASP before?
All that before. I'm very pro .NET. It's good stuff.
What do you like about it?
What do I like
why
about
why don't you come back sometime and tell us?
Maybe I'll have to come back sometime.
Anytime you want, why don't you come back and tell us about a little bit about .NET because
three blocks,
because we haven't really talked about .NET. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't talk about computers much.
We don't actually.
No. We don't.
It's more of an internet kind of a show. It's more about the internet.
We
and
like
gadgets
porn.
And shit.
Do you talk
the
about,
internet
the
is for
push
porn.
For the W3C compliance that was really only sort of loosely adhered to, and now for some reason people are getting a lot more serious about it, which becomes quite a hassle for us developer types.
We could talk about that.
We could.
That sounds like
we
the K-Dog show.
That sounds like hilarious.
Rip, roaring,
hilarity.
All right, well, look, we'll have you back. We'll have the K-Dog back. We'll talk a little bit about .NET. It's something you may have heard about. You're probably wondering why your Microsoft updates wants you to install the .NET runtime or whatever,
framework.
2.0,
it's
whatever the hell. And you're probably wondering what all that's about. And so,
and of course, Monaro will chime in with Mono.
Well, Minar's going to Minar's going to be drinking.
Assholes.
He's going to drink the Haterade big time. That's it. Dorks at dialadork.com, hyphenated dial-a-dork.com. Check out the blog. Just put a /blog on the end of the web address. We should probably put a link somewhere on the actual website.
That'll
and
work.
Go to the archives. You can listen to this show anytime. Go to subscribe to the podcast.
Listen next week and shoot us an email.
Yeah. Go to Cafe Press and buy some gear or get a $10 t-shirt right from the website. And go to Nauticon this weekend, NOTACON.org, and we'll be there Friday night to, oh, I think, to
not for
do
50
some, well,
bucks,
and, well, we're going to get drunk. We got
I
really
you,
drunk last
I'm
time.
I'm going
to
be already drunk when I show up because I'm on
Drew
spring break
is
next
from
week.
Park.
Is he actually going to come by on Friday night to talk to us?
Last year he did.
Last year he did.
Well,
we talked to him for like an hour and a half, and he took over the room.
I will be more than happy to come out for that, but for 50 bucks, I'll be hurting for it.
Well, I'm gonna send an email to Froggy and see if
should we be bagging on air so that other people know to bag. I don't think that's right.
No.
No, you should pay full price. They work.
You should
hard.
Definitely all
he
pay.
He loses money on that shit.
Yeah, no doubt. It's gonna be awesome. I'm just not gonna be able to do anything but go work.
Well, I mean, so. If we're only going there for one night and to help Jason Scott, basically.
Again, a conversation we could have off the air.
All right. Anyway, we will see you next week. Thanks very much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Get all those pimps together. It was live.